If we look at the rock faces in the quarry, we can see they are quite uniformly layered, with more or less horizontal layers. This is the result of the accumulation of shell debris and lime mud over time on the sea bottom. Very little of the shelly remains that formed this rock are now preserved, however, but occasionally one may be able to spot a few white fragments of shell material in some places. Actual fossils, too, are very scarce. But other features might be visible. In some parts of the quarry faces, some of the rock layers may be seen resting at a somewhat different angle to those below. This is known as cross-bedding, and tells us that water currents were active during the laying down of these particular rock beds. These might have been tidal currents or other currents that stirred these shallow waters during the formation of these limestones.